From KBI Newsroom in Colombia, I'm Afshan Masani. Motorcycle fatalities hit a record high in Missouri in 2023. Half of those fatalities came from drivers who were not wearing helmets. The Missouri House Committee on Transportation Accountability has heard a report from the Missouri Department of Transportation on the increases in motorcycle fatalities. Reporter Ellie Lynn has more on yesterday's committee report.
Motorcycle fatalities have been increasing steadily since 2020, when the Missouri legislature repealed their universal helmet law. That repeal allowed for motorcyclists older than 26 to ride without helmets. Fatalities spiked last year when 174 motorcyclists were killed. 46% of them weren't wearing helmets. John Nelson, the assistant to the State Highway Safety and Traffic Engineer at Missouri Department of Transportation, says there isn't an easy way to decrease the number of fatalities on Missouri roadways.
I think any, one area, including public policy, is the silver bullet to fix any of this. But all of these are layers of protection to improve the safety. And so that begins with public awareness, education. Certainly public policy has a role to play in that.
Of the number of motorcyclists killed while not wearing helmets, Nelson says that 50% of them were unlicensed or improperly licensed. I'm Ellie Lynn, Missouri News Network.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice surrendered to police on charges including aggravated assault. He and another driver allegedly caused a chain collision involving half a dozen cars on a Dallas highway last month. According to the police, Rice allegedly left the site of the crash without providing his information or determining whether anyone needed medical attention. Four people involved in the crash had minor injuries. A spokeswoman for Rice's attorney confirmed that Rice turned himself in at the Glen Heights Police Department in Texas. Missourians will likely vote on legalizing abortion in the fall if a group collects enough signatures. Unless Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft expedites the verification process, a proposed ballot initiative repealing the state's ban on most abortions won't be certified in time for the August primary. That likely means it will go to voters in November. Kyle Kondik of Larry Sabato's Crystal Ball says an abortion ballot measure may not affect statewide races if Republicans who support abortion rights can vote for the initiative and GOP candidates.
Again, it would not surprise me if the Senate race and the presidential race all went, toward the Republicans and not by just a few points, but the abortion rights issue passes anyway because voters can distinguish on that sort of issue.
Backers of abortion ballot initiative must turn in around 171,000 signatures by early May. The Missouri Department of Conservation reported 162 new cases of chronic wasting disease in deer from July 2023 to April of this year. KOMU reports that CWD is a completely fatal disease found in deer. More than 37,000 deer were sampled and tested. According to the Department of Conservation, the disease has caused significant deer population declines in other states and threatens Missouri's deer population, hunting culture, and economy. The department has reported 572 total cases since Missouri's first was confirmed in 2012. I'm Afshan Masani, KBIA News, Columbia.